I was in an airplane, and we're about to take off, and the flight attendant comes on, and he says, "Folks, we have a special announcement. Our pilot, Captain Davis, this is his last flight."
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. You could keep that to yourself.
I'm not excited. Guess what? You're on the bleeding edge of his competence. He can barely do this anymore. His hands are shaking like crazy. We're going to make him stop after this one more time with you.
I have this friend, he has a phone that can IM, he can instant message, and so now I really want him to die, because I'm sick of getting these fucking messages from him on his phone. I'm in a shoe store. That's the whole message. We're not secret agents. I don't need to know where you are. So I get this message from him. He says, "I'm on an airplane in Seattle." So I wrote back and I said, "Well, I hope your plane crashes." And he gets pissed off and he calls me, "Take it back, we're about to take off." I'm like, "Fuck you, I hope it crashes. I don't have to take it back. Hope it crashes twice. Hope it crashes and kills Happy and they go, fuck it, let's try again, and they take off and crash again. I hope that happens. Sincerely, I hope it." And he shows me, he goes, "Well, how are you gonna feel now if my plane crashes after you went and said that?" I'm like, "Are you shitting me? That would be amazing. To know that I can do that? I'd happily trade your life for knowledge of my powers."
We live in an interesting time, you know, because you can be on a plane, you're one person on an airplane out of 200 passengers or whatever, and you're sitting on the flight, and you're 30,000 feet in the air in the middle of the flight. If you just decide to do this, you just sit there, and you just start going, "Mwah! Mwah! Seriously, if you start doing that on an airplane and then don't stop doing it, they will land the plane. You can will a plane to the ground without a weapon or a threat. You don't even need to do that much. You can just sit there, you just start saying, "Down, down, down." Seriously, if you're on an airplane and you just start saying the word "down" at slightly above conversational volume, "Down, down, sir, is there a problem? Down, down," a squadron of F-16s will appear in the window and they will force the plane to the ground, and you'll be in a lot of trouble, I guess, but how much? What can they really do to you? They can't make you go to prison because you said the word "down" several times.
"Sir, why'd you do that? Are you a terrorist?"
"No, I just didn't like up at the moment. And so I said the word opposite, so I just felt like it. So you didn't have to do it. You guys are fucking weirdos."
I was at the airport with my kids. It was JFK, and they had to go to the bathroom, and I had to go to the bathroom. So take yourself through that logically. What do I do? I can't take them to the ladies' room. I can't just go on in there, girls, into the public restroom of an international airport. Just release my custody of them to whoever's in there. Go ahead. Good luck to you. Maybe I'll see you later. So I gotta take them into the men's room. That's what I have to do, is take them into the John F. Kennedy Airport men's room. "Look, girls, 9 penises. 9 penises that are all peeing at the same time. 9 farting men from all over the world with their dicks out, shaking off droplets of pee from their syphilitic penises. Look, 3 of them have foreskins. You can see the difference now. What am I gonna do?" So I usher them past the parade of penises into a stall, the Shangri-La of a stall, the sanctity of an airport bathroom stall, number 5 out of 10, and we're in there like this, and there's a guy shitting, and there's a guy right here. I'm looking at the foot of a shitting man. This foot, he's trying to get leverage so he can shit harder. And he is shitting like, oh my God, just plop, plop, plop. It sounded like soup cans and pennies just tumbling into the water. Like his asshole dilated like this, and the world fell out of it into the toilet. And he's going, ugh! And then I hear him go, ugh! So now I know that he's spitting past his dick into his own shit and piss. And he's literally 14 inches away from my daughter's little face. And I get to know that that's what's going on in there.
Okay, so I'm in the airport. And I'm going through security, and they bring this old man in a wheelchair. And he was crazy old. I mean, he was the oldest thing I've ever seen. I've been to museums and shit. This dude, what? I didn't know there had been as much time as this guy was old. I mean, he was at least forever. He was at least that old. Just tiny little Nosferatu hands and eggy head. Just one of those. So frail. It was like just the atmosphere was crushing him into a diamond. Just, and they're pushing him through, and I'm not the only person. Like, he was parting the people because people were going, "What the fuck? That's crazy. He's really old." And they take him through security, and you know, if you're really old or you're in a wheelchair, you can't go through the metal detector if you're in a wheelchair. So they take you to secondary clearance, which is far more stringent. Like, the oldest and feeblest people get the highest scrutiny. So they take him over there, and he doesn't even look good for infinity. He's not even like a,
the whole thing going.
And they take him over, and they start checking him for weapons. Like, thoroughly, what do you got there, huh? Like, checking him. And they lift him, I swear to God, they picked him up gently out of the wheelchair by the shoulders, and he's standing between these two guys like this. And they're going, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'm like, really? Is that the guy, fellas? You think that's the guy? You want to maybe let him go? Let him enjoy the last 10 seconds of his life doing something else? What is he going to... Even if he pulled it off, he deserves whatever he wanted, really. What is he going to do? Even if he had a grenade, let him keep it. And I know what they'd say. They'd be like, well, where do you draw the line? This is the line. This guy right here, he's the actual line. It's very clear. There's always somebody going through security who's like, I don't want to take off my shoes. Stupid. I'm not a terrorist. Oh, that's right. We only make terrorists do that. I'm sorry. I'll tell you this story about one time that I thought I was going to die. I think it's the only time where I thought, why wouldn't this be when I die? I was on a plane. I've been on a lot of planes and a lot of shitty weather and stuff, but this shit was fucked up. I was in Indianapolis on a plane waiting to take off, and we're sitting there, and the pilot comes on, and he says, hi, folks, the fuel gauge is broken, so we're waiting for maintenance. So we wait about 20 minutes. And he comes back on, folks, the fuel gauge is still broken, but we're going to go anyway. We know how much fuel we have, and we feel confident it'll be okay, so we're going to go. And I'm thinking, okay, well, he's a pilot. I'm sure he's going by some manual that says, you know, if the fuel gauge breaks, call maintenance. If they're not there in 20 minutes, fuck it. Fuel gauges are overrated. Just go. You're fine. Just top it off and remember what happened. So then we still don't take off. And a guy comes back on. Folks, we have another problem. LaGuardia Airport in New York won't give us clearance to take off because the weather's been bad there intermittently. So we're going to wait for that. So we wait 20 minutes. Then he comes back on. Folks, LaGuardia still hasn't given us clearance. But we're going to go anyway.
We're looking at the radar. We think the weather will be fine. So what we're going to do is say that our destination is Philadelphia. We'll get clearance to go there. Halfway to Philadelphia, we'll switch course to the LaGuardia Airport. We'll be held there in a few minutes.
I swear to God he said this. First of all, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be honest with the dude in the tower. Like, does the dude in the tower have to go, really, you're going to come on? Tell me where you're going. And why is he telling us this shit? Am I going to have to corroborate this lie if we get pulled over by the sky police at some point in the flight?
Oh, no, we're totally going to Philly. I got a brother there, and we got a thing in Philly.
But I'm still fine with it because we're travelers on the plane. Yeah, I got a thing. Fuck it. I'm immortal. Just go, please. Yes. Go into marginal weather with shoddy equipment secretly. I totally support this plan. So, we take off. We get above where we are right now. And it's just a black motherfucker of a cloud. It's just like the Wizard of Oz. It's just, there's trees throwing apples at us. It's crazy. It's just horrible. And we're the whole flight and we're making these circles. And me and the guy next to me are both listening to the tower. You know how you can plug into your seat sometimes? And you can listen to the tower talk to the area airplanes. And we keep hearing our guy trying to get clearance to land. From LaGuardia.
This is Delta 288 requesting clearance to land. It's a negative 288. Low visibility.
A few minutes go by.
This is Delta 288. We would really like clearance to land. Yeah, that's a negative 288.
Like he was getting annoyed. And meanwhile, we're just circling and burning this vague amount of fuel. We could just stop being an airplane at any second. And then we hear this. This is all true. The LaGuardia guy comes,
it's LaGuardia Airport to all area airplanes. We are closed for the night. Zero visibility. Not safe for landing. Please divert to Philadelphia or Allentown, Pennsylvania or Boston.
And then we hear our guy.
This is Delta 28. We need to land now. We have no fuel. We have no fuel. We have to land right now.
Interesting. Then there's a pause, and then we hear this.
Well, then clear to land, then 280. That's how he said it. Like, dude, no one can see, okay? But just, I guess all the dumb decisions you made today have made this a good one. Just take a shot. I'm going home. Just fucking turn the lights off after you crash. I don't give a shit, frankly. By the way, you're not supposed to be here, you fucking liar. You said you were going to Philly.
So as soon as we get clearance, we just... we start bulleting. We're either flying desperately towards the ground or falling. I don't know that there's a difference. We come out of the clouds and there's the fucking earth right fucking there. It's right there. That's what low visibility means. We come out of the clouds. No, fuck, it's right there, Jesus. And the plane just, and you can feel the plane go, oh fuck, I can't do that. What are you, nuts? And we go and veer over the highway. And I swear to God, I saw people in their cars go, what the fuck? And we hit the runway like sideways. Like, and the pilot comes back on. All true, I swear to God. He's totally out of breath. He's like.
Welcome to LaGuardia Airport, New York City. You may turn on your cell phones now, and you may call your loved ones.
He said that. He said, you may call your loved ones. And everybody on the plane was crying and rocking back and forth, just sobbing, calling their husbands and their wives. I'm divorced. What am I going to hide? Remember you hate me? Well, I almost died. And I got in a cab, and the cab driver goes, that was a very bad landing. I'm like, how'd you know that was me? He's like, that's the only plane to land in 4 hours. We all watched the drivers. We said, they're going to die.
I rented a car a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles, had the car for a few days, and then when I went home, I had to drop the car at the rental place. You know, you gotta go to the rental place that's off the airport, give them the car, give them your thing with the mileage, you gotta get on a bus, and then go to your terminal and check in. I was late, and I was worried about missing my flight, so I knew I had no time to do any of that. So I never did this before, I just drove my car right to the terminal and just left it there. On the plane. And once I was on the plane and I had a little moment, I called Hertz and I said, hey, listen, your car is sitting out in front of Terminal 4 and the keys are in it. So that's where it is. And the guy was like, you can't do that. You have to return it to this location and then get, and I go, well, I didn't do that already. And now I'm leaving California. So if you want your car, you need to go to that place where it is. And he was like, oh, Jesus, man. All right, we'll get it. And that was the end of it. And I realized I could do this every time. Every time I rent a car, because of course they want you to do all that shit. But if you don't, they still want the car back. They're gonna send a dude. You could drive a car till you don't want it. Just get out of it while it's moving and just walk away. Well, I don't feel like being in that car any longer. Just call Hertz. Hi, your car is drifting into the intersection of 28th and Broadway. If you're interested.
It's amazing how different shit is now. And it hasn't been this way for a long time. It's been a very short time. Everybody has a phone in their pocket. It didn't used to be. You had a phone. Just a few years ago, nobody had their phone. It was just the phone. It was this thing, the phone, that was in a room in your house. And then you had to dial this fucking thing. There was a rotor, and you had to turn and go... You actually hated people with zeros in their numbers because they made you do, well, this guy's got a zero and a nine. How badly do I want to talk to that piece of shit? That's too much work. Now we have this, which is amazing. We have these phones that you can call in an airstrike. You can look at the top of your own head. It's amazing, this shit, and it's wasted on the shittiest generation of piece of shit assholes that ever fucking lived. I swear to God, we are. We're the worst people so far. Because we have this beautiful thing and we hate it. We're just, you fucking do. I don't, never saw a person going, look at what my phone can do. Nobody does that. They all go, this fucking thing sucks. I can't get it to think. Give it a second, would you? Could you give it a second? It's going to space. Can you give it a second to get back? From space? Is the speed of light too slow for you, you non-contributing product sponge cunt? Can you just wait? Can you just take a little breath? Just wait for that picture of Axl Rose to get on your phone. Like, it even fucking mattered what you were doing. Like, it was even important. We're all just so mad. I hate my phone sucks. No, it doesn't. It's amazing. The shittiest cell phone in the world is a miracle. Your life sucks around the phone. Why are you so mad at it? People say the craziest shit. I hate Verizon. What are you talking about? How can that feeling exist? I hate Verizon. Why? Did they fire you and take away your pension? No! Just a couple of times it was weird for a second. Hate them. Hate Verizon. Well, make your own then. You go make one. Make your own network. Get some hubcaps and climb some trees. See how close yours is to perfect. Why would would it be perfect? Really, it's as good as it is. Why do we expect it to be fucking perfect all the fucking time? We're not contributing. We're not helping it be perfect. We don't even know what is involved. Do you have any idea what is involved in taking your thing that you said that nobody needs to ever hear ever? When you go, hey, what's up, dude? And a little invisible magic angel takes it. God damn it. When did you send me that text? If I sent it to you a month ago, it's amazing whenever it gets to you. It's amazing. Whenever it gets to you in your chosen fucking font, it's incredible. I don't know. I'm not that old. I'm 41. But I'm still amazed at the shit in my life. I'm amazed at the shit in the world. I was on a plane once, like about a month ago, and they had high-speed wireless internet on the plane. And they had never done that before. They explained to us that we were like one of the first aircraft. And I opened up my laptop, and I'm online. I'm looking at YouTube and shit while we're flying. And then it broke down. And the woman says, I'm sorry, but we have to fix the internet, so it's down for the rest of the flight. The guy next to me goes, it's fucking bullshit. Like, dude, how does the world owe you something you didn't even know existed 30 seconds ago? People on planes are the worst. People on planes, they complain. They get off the plane, they come to your house, and they tell you about their whole flight experience. And they make it sound like it was fucking a cattle car in Poland in the 40s. They just make it, that was the worst day of my life. I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes. That's a story in this country. That's a fucking hardship. That you had to sit on the runway. People will listen to that story. They'll stop doing the dishes and turn around and go, oh my God, really? For 40 minutes? That's awful. You should sue them. I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes. Oh my God, really? What happened then? Did you fly through the air like a bird? Incredibly? Did you soar into the clouds impossibly? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight? And then land softly on giant tires that you couldn't even conceive how they fucking put air in them? How dare you? Bitching about flying! I had to pay for my sandwich. You're flying! You're sitting in a chair in the sky! You're like a Greek myth right now. But it doesn't go back very far, and I'm sort of squishing my knees. The Wright brothers would kick us all right in the cunt if they knew. If you could go back in time to Orville Wright and go, hey, dude, I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes. And he'd be like, oh shit, well, let's not even bother then. Hey, Wendell, shut it down. They make you wait for a bit. That hardly seems worth it. There's always delays. That's what everybody complains about. There's always delays when I fly. Really? Delays. It's too slow. Air travel's too slow. New York to California in 6 hours. That used to take 30 years. To do that, and a bunch of you would die on the way there. You get shot in the neck with an arrow, and you go, and you fall down. And the other passengers would just bury you and put a stick there with your hat on it and keep walking. And one of them would fuck your wife and have 3 babies. And all the old people would die. You'd be a whole different group of people by the time you got to California. Now you watch an Adam Sandler movie and you take a big runny dump and you're there. I was flying about a week ago, and I was in the airport and I saw this really old man, and he's on a wheelchair. I can fucking hear that shit, so back the fuck off. I can hear it in your headsets. Just careful. Or turn them down.
Sorry to fuck up the entire show for that, but I can hear. Get closer to him. No, it's okay. It's fine. Get closer to him. You won't mind. All right, wait a second.
Okay, that's about where I was. Okay. That's right, I was in the airport. Just drenched right now, totally drenched. It's like I peed, it's crazy. I was on a plane once and there was two babies on the plane. And other people. It wasn't just me and two babies. That would be weird. You're going somewhere, you get on the plane, there's just two babies. They're just standing there. Come on, we're leaving. He's the pilot baby. I'm the other baby. No, that's right. I'm not gonna get on the plane. No, you babies have a good flight. I'm gonna find another way to get there. I don't like the way this flight is starting. All right, here's a real story. I was on a plane, there were two babies on a plane, they were both crying. I don't think they knew each other, they just were both crying. I've been on a lot of planes with crying babies, and I started to wonder, is there a reason that babies cry in planes? And I looked it up, it turns out there is a specific reason why babies cry in airplanes, and it's because they're upset that gay people are getting married. Yeah. And I don't agree with them. I think if you're in love, you should do whatever you want. I don't think these babies should be trying to force their values on other people. But they don't get it. They're babies. They're being babies. I have two children, and they've both been babies on planes crying. I've held a crying baby on a plane more than once. And I see people get upset, and my sympathy for them is pretty marginal. Because when people are so selfish, when a baby starts to cry on your plane, you feel like that's happening to you. Like, this is going to ruin my flight. Well, take a look at the parent. Because this is somebody who's holding a crying baby right on their own face. Okay, which means, by the way, they've been traveling with a baby all day. Which means, by the way, they have a baby. So their life isn't even good. They don't like anything. Nobody that has a baby likes anything anymore. They just walk around, shit. Oh, people are like, it's beautiful. Yeah, whatever. Yes. Yeah. The only joy in a baby haver's life is when it's crying on a plane and it's now bothering other people. Yeah, you listen to this shit for a minute. Wah! I used to walk around the plane. Eh, huh? Wah! What are you, 20 years old? Listen to this shit. Wah! People look at you when your baby's crying. They look right at you like, phew. I fucking love it. I love it. I love when they do that. I'm like, hi. Yeah. I remember this one time, businessmen are amazing because when they fly, they feel like the whole plane is their private plane that we all glommed on or something. This guy's reading the Wall Street Journal and my baby's crying, my baby's so upset. And the guy looks right at me, right in the face, like, Like, could ya? What? Oh, I'm sorry, is this bothering you? Let me just...
You all just clap for a dead baby.
I was stuck at the airport because of this mess, and I was in the airport, and this old lady fell down. Okay, that's funny. Fine. She's dead. I hope you're okay with that. No, she's not dead. Well, she might be dead. Anybody who I'm not looking at might be dead. But anyway, this old lady, she falls down. She's like, and she just falls. And you know when old ladies fall down and all of a sudden they're all inappropriate? And you're like, ugh, I have a sudden working knowledge of lingerie in the 20s. So she falls down. And me and all these people, there's always 1 second when an old lady falls down where no one's helping her yet. It's like a little hesitation when we're looking at each other. It's like a game of decency chicken where you're not sure it has to be you. You're kind of hoping you can go, good job, buddy. All right, he got her. Anyway, I lost this particular game. I was like, seriously? Jill? Oh, my God. So I had to pick up an old lady who I don't know. I'm stretching her sweater, and she's like, I'm like, come on, lock him up. Just, what are you, a baby deer? Just stand. You were standing 8 seconds ago. Don't pretend you never did it. This is not your physical therapy. I'm a stranger. Just get up. Finally, I get her up, and she looks at me. And she goes, I don't know where to go. I'm like, oh, come on. That's not fair. I thought I was helping an old lady. Now I have an old lady. This is now my old lady that I have in my life. So, and she's worthless. She just hands me all of her stuff. I don't know how to do it. Just a passport with a black and white picture and a different alphabet on it. An itinerary on like onion skin paper from some travel agency in a village somewhere. I'm like, how do you not know how to get around? You've probably been a refugee like 8 times in your life already. You're on a muddy road with all your stuff in a cart, people throwing rocks at you, and some kid with a big Jewy hat next to you and whatever. I don't know. Why can't you navigate Terminal 8 at JFK? I don't know. All right, okay, so I have to help her because I've already been kind. I can't switch. So I'm like, let's go. She's moving at a negative speed. Like she's sucking space into her body instead of moving through it. And she's telling me all her stuff. My husband died. I used to travel with him, but then he died, so I don't know. I'm like, oh, well. Maybe you should have educated yourself while he was alive. That would have been really good for today. Or maybe fed him less pork. I don't know. But some of this is your fault, lady. And none of it's mine. Anyway, we sat there at her gate for about 2 hours. And she said a bunch of stuff that changed my life, and I'll never forget her. But that's the boring part. You don't need to hear. I thought I was giving it to her. She gave back tenfold, and she's precious forever and ever to me. But she really was amazing. Like, I got her on the plane, and right before she got on, she turned around, and she stuck her old gypsy finger in my face. And she said, I shall never forget you. And I was crying. It was intense. Because I love old ladies. I really do. I connect with old ladies. Because they don't care. They say whatever. The filter comes off around 72. 8-year-old boys and old ladies have the same sense of propriety. Because old ladies are on the way out. They're like a guy who just got fired and he's leaving the office with his box for the last time. You're fat, never liked you. They just say whatever. And old ladies talk to you in the middle of just, I'm walking through a supermarket, and there's always an old lady like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I know, don't buy it. Like, I don't know. I connect with old ladies. They're my favorite demographic of person. I wish that I desired them. Sexually. I really do wish that I could get a boner from an old lady, because then I'd be set. I could find an old lady
and spend the rest of her life with her?
All right, what happened on the plane?
Well, flight attendants.
You're
going
to want to kill
with
the kid and the parents. Massachusetts couple. Think AirTran Airways went overboard by treating their crying three-year-old daughter in much the same way. But the parents said they just needed a little more time to calm her down.
Get her in the
There's
seat.
The problem.
Get her in the seat.
Get her in the fucking seat. Just
take her physically and put her in the fucking seat.
Pick her up. Grab her by the hair.
Yeah.
But they had just visited her Grammy. The Grammy.
Yeah.
So I guess she was upset with leaving Grammy.
Who cares?
She was removed because she was climbing under the seat and hitting her parents and wouldn't get in her seat.
Put her in the seat physically.
Get in the fucking seat.
Well, you gotta calm her down, don't you?
What?
Don't you have to calm her down?
Yeah, but the thing is that they're just shitty travelers.
Right.
There's a whole system to put it. I've traveled with two kids. I've got a two-year-old and a five-year-old. And we travel with them all the time.
Oh.
And you gotta get your shit put away fast so that you have time to calm your kids. They're just fucking assholes.
They don't know.
They're
right.
Just like those people that, like, you know when you see on an airplane where, like, you're starting a taxi and a guy just gets up like a cunt, just stands up and goes in the overhead, and the plane stops and you hear, we need everyone to sit down. It's usually a fucking Hasid, by the way, who just looks at the front of the plane like, huh? What? I don't, just going to get my money. No, so these people are just incompetent. I mean, look, I don't believe in people that hate babies on flights. I think are assholes. Like when my baby is crying and people like crane their necks to look back.
Yeah.
Like, could you turn off that machine that
turn
makes
it
that
on.
Noise? I fucking looked them in the face. Like, please actually say something so I can piss in your mouth. Because it's a fucking child, you fucking piece of shit. We're taxiing. You know, we're very good at keeping our kids quiet. They don't cry through flights. But if my daughter goes like, fucking some rich asshole like rustles his newspaper and looks back at me like, well, this is unheard of. I love it. I look right in their face. I've been with this kid all fucking day. I would love to unload unfairly on a stranger.
Wow.
Give me a reason.
You know, it's great to see the other side because there's no one in this room that's going to agree with you, Louis.
Yeah, no, I know. People hate that. It's great. Try.
I just want the parents to at least try.
That's the thing.
That's all I want in my world. I get frustrated. They're still crying, but at least try to do something.
And for the 4 hours, break your fucking parent rules. Like, if there's no candy allowed before dinner and the kid's crying for candy, fucking send him into diabetic shock.
No,
you're
absolutely right, and they should have kicked them off. If the kid is not in his fucking seat, he's a liability, fucking kick the whole family off. Right. Absolutely.
And they did.
They should have.
Yes, just the kid and make the parents fly.
Standing there on the empty jetway, you just see him, like, crawling dangerously close to the edge.
Yeah. No, most parents are fucking idiots, and I hate parents on airplanes that don't. Like, I saw this guy flying with his daughter, and she's crying, and he's a guy, so he just sits back, does it. All he has to do is hold her for a second.
Right.
Won't do it.
Why the fuck?
And a mother I saw once is feeding Mountain Dew and M&Ms to her fucking
kid.
There
you go.
Whose face is purple with sugar rage by the end of the... and fucking caffeine. Idiots.
Are you ever embarrassed? Like, I understand, like, Geraldo made a good point one time. He goes, I know it's annoying, but what do you want people to do? Not travel with kids? Like, you have to. And they aren't kids. They're not
machines. The reason I hate people that complain is because they have no... they'll complain about anything. Like, again, my daughter had a rattle once. She's not actually speaking. We give her a rattle so that she'll be pacified. She's rattling her rattle as we're taxiing. And people are looking at me like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. Get on your cell phone and call your fucking girlfriend and let me hear that now. You fucking adult cunt.
What? Once the engines really crank up, it's really hard to hear anything around you anyway. Yeah. But it is that when you're boarding, the taxiing, when you get a kid crying, it's not... I won't do the turnaround. I won't... But my shoulders go up,
sure,
and that sound, I'm like, I can't take baby crying sound.
Right.
To me, it's the old nails on the blackboard.
Sure.
The story continues. Ellie was sitting in front of our seat crying. The attendant motioned to a seat and asked if we purchased it for her. They had paid for the seat. Jerry said another attendant. Yes.
Big problem here is that it sounds from what they're saying that the little girl was sitting by herself and the parents were sitting together behind her.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, because and parents that do this fucking are the worst. Oh. That they put their kid if there's two parents and a kid traveling.
Yeah.
Like I sat next to some little girl on the flight here from LA recently. Her parents are sitting together eating and having a great time. I'm fucking raising their kid.
Oh my God.
You're raising the kid.
I'm helping her with her juice. I'm listening to her fucking cunty little stories about her grandma. I don't want to hear any of it.
Why? They weren't good stories?
You want to play my Game Boy? No. I got fucking work to do. I'm trying to watch softcore porn on my fucking DVD player.
And mom and dad are canoodling.
Or they're having a great time on the other seat having fucking margaritas and shit.
Another cocktail here, please. Yeah.
No. Oh, they're sit. That's why she's crawling under the seat to get to her parents.
Oh,
because they're not sitting with her. It should have been the mom and the kid, or the dad and the kid, and then the one parent. And the reason I'll tell you why that didn't happen is because the parents fought. I'm not sitting with her. No, I fucking sat with her on the way to grandma's. Oh, well, let's just make that stranger sit with them.
Louis C.K.
Yeah,
let's see his act.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
Do you want to say
they should have been thrown off the plane while it was in flight. They should have been thrown off from 30,000 feet.
Goldfinger, right through the window.
You're the type that would say something, though. You want to say something to the parents sometimes?
I would. No, if they were there, I would. Especially if there was a problem and it was holding up the plane. I think I would have said,
I'm sure.
Why isn't she sitting with you? You guys stink. I hate you.
I'm sure people would just mumble. Fucking people. Yeah. Kid,
I bet they got applause. I hope they got applause when they came off.
Her cunty little stories.
Cunty little stories.
She's one.
Julie said she asked the attendants if Ellie could sit on her lap, but they said no. The family flew home the next day.
I think the kid just crawled out of her seat and was sitting on the floor in front of her parents.
She was climbing under the seat and hitting her parents and wouldn't get in her seat. Ellie was sitting in front of our seat crying.
Oh, so you're saying she's sitting on the floor.
Maybe she was on the floor, like where you put your little fucking
bag. I am enjoying my anger. I'm sticking with
you. Stick with your story. It makes a lot more fun. Well, get this. The family flew home the next day. The Orlando-based carrier reimbursed the family about $600, the cost of the three tickets, and offered them three round-trip tickets anywhere the airline flies. But it's too little too late for the Kulzas. The father said they would never fly AirTran again.
What
you shouldn't have the first time.
Let's go to Joe in Jersey. Joe?
Hey. How's it going, guys? I was coming home from Florida. We were about to land at the Newark, and my daughter was sleeping on my wife's lap, and the stewardess asked my wife to put the seatbelt on before we land. And my wife said, well, you know, she's sleeping. Can we let her sleep? And the stewardess said, well, no, you got to put the seatbelt on. So my wife starts arguing with her. And she told my wife, we will not land the plane. We're going to have authorities at the airport and let you do this. So, the stewardess are pretty much assholes on the flight.
You got to strap your kid.
Well, you got it. No, it's the thing. Is,
I know.
Something happened to the kid, and your kid slammed his face against the fucking tray.
The thing that people don't understand, and there's a million comedians that make hay of this stupid fucking. I hate stand-up comedy that's based on ignorance.
Yeah.
The whole thing of, like, put your seatbelt on, like, that's going to help if we crash into a mountain. Yeah, that's what they're for, you fucking dunce. They're there for when you're taxiing. Because when you're fucking land, you're going about 150 miles per hour.
Louis C.K. ruins bit for hundreds of hack comics. Film. That's an 11.
If the plane wheel hits a chuck hole in the runway or something, you could your head could go slamming into. And the reason they put the seat goes up. So, sir, it's important. It's a federal fucking regulation. If something happened to your kid, the flight attendant would be run out on a rail and sued and everything.
Jesus, lucky lucky goody two shoes. We're gonna call that show.
My chip of tooth.
They got to make the rules so basic they can't.
Well, because she's basically caring for a fucking 200 children. Everybody on a plane is a child, and if she had to go like make these Solomon like rulings for every single opened it after the de-icing, and it would just go to hell.
You are an idiot. You are okay. You're fucking mongoloid.
I know what it's like to fly with kids, but you just have to work within the system that there's, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's understandable.
And the bottom line is this. If they fucking hit some bumps and you fall and break your fucking nose, you're going to sue the airline.
You know that I'm not crazy.